This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is the 1st of June, which means we have arrived at the official kickoff of National Accordion Awareness Month. That actually happens to be a true thing, by the way. June the 1st, the day itself, has several individual distinctions. It is National Say Something Nice Day, for just one example. Listener Kitty Rolls wrote all the way from Australia to ask about that way we have here of having national days of, it seems like, anything you can think of. How do they get picked? And who's in charge of them? Perfect fodder, I would say, for our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
From WYSO, Lewis Wallace is on it.
Let's start with International Talk Like a Pirate Day. That's one of the days Katie was wondering about. It's celebrated across YouTube each September.
Yo ho, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
But just to narrow it down, I'm focusing on today, Monday, June 1st. It's a pretty busy day. There's Go Barefoot Day, started by an organization that gives shoes to underprivileged kids. Pen Pal Day, the woman behind that is a pen pal enthusiast out of Chicago. And, of course, Say Something Nice Day. Mitch Carnell is behind that one.
Because once you say something, it's out there. You can't call it back.
Carnell submitted his idea in 2006 to Chase's. That's a yearly almanac that acts as a sort of loose gatekeeper for national days and months. But not all national days are listed there. There's another resource, a website, nationaldaycalendar.com. I reached the site's co-founder, Marlo Anderson. How does something become a national day?
There's a couple ways it can happen. Of course, a company or an individual can just declare it, and a lot of people do.
Point being, really anyone can make up a national day of blank. There's no accreditation process or government agency. Though Anderson says they don't approve just any old day that comes across their desk.
In the last year, we've received over 10,000 requests for national days.
Out of the 10,000, he says they typically take about 20 to 25 days each year. They'll focus on iconic items over brands, say National Coffee Day as opposed to National Starbucks Day, and they look for things everyone can enjoy or be a part of. And what about the most common request they say no to?
You know, it's my girlfriend of 3 months, and she's changed my life forever. Can I have National Heather Day? You know, that's a very, very popular thing.
But most of these national days are recent inventions that have spread around on social media. As far as I can find, only one of the June 1st celebrations goes back to before the internet, and that's National Heimlich Maneuver Day.
I do not know who wrote the article on it that made it come about.
And yes, that is Dr. Henry Heimlich. He's now 95. Heimlich published an article about his life-saving maneuver on June 1st, 1974.
Immediately, lives were being saved.
At some point, a day was declared, though he's not sure exactly how. Dr. Heimlich is pretty amused to learn that he's now competing with National Hazelnut Cake Day.
I guess people can choke on that, too.
Well, hazelnut cake might not be for everyone, but it's your day. Go celebrate. Take off your shoes, say something nice, maybe help out a choking neighbor. And meanwhile, start polishing up on talking like a pirate, ready for September.
A-E-I-O-U-R.
On National Heimlich Maneuver Day, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
If you've got something you've always wondered about, hit us up. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.